Please open your Bibles to Psalm 22. Psalm 22. Every week here at Grace Bible Church, we proclaim the Lord's death. We celebrate communion. We remember his body that was given and his blood that was shed. But this is a time for believers. This is a time for those that have turned from their sin. They've repented to follow Jesus. If you would acknowledge and say that you're not a follower of Christ, then we would simply ask that you would pass the trays by as they come. But we're excited. I'm excited that you're here, that you get to hear these truths, these gospel truths proclaimed. And I want you to listen very closely and consider your sin in light of a holy God. If you're a believer and yet your heart has been hardened by sin and you haven't repented of it, cry out to God to soften your heart. Confess that to him right now. Turn from that sin and join us. Believer, we are here to remember Christ. His holiness, his perfection, his intimate relationship within the Trinity, his complete and total satisfaction of God's wrath. We're here to remember his death. Christ went to the cross to rescue sinners. Sinners that were destined for wrath. People that were rightly and justly found guilty and condemned. On the cross, Jesus took our place. He bore the wrath of God for us. And this was not a trivial thing. There was real and personal suffering that occurred on the cross. In Psalm 22, the Holy Spirit, through David, is prophetically writing about the Messiah's suffering experience. The Gospels quote extensively from this psalm about Christ suffering on the cross, and from David's prophetic position, this psalm provides a first-person window into the suffering of Christ as he was hanging on the cross. I'm going to read the first 21 verses of this psalm, and as I do, I want you to think about the suffering that Christ endured. I want you to consider God the Father's forsaking and abandoning of Christ in that moment. I want you to consider the Son's distance and separation from his Father while he was there for those hours. The world's mocking and reviling and their satisfaction at the suffering of Christ on the cross. And to consider crucifixion's physical torture, the nails that were driven into his hands and his feet, the excruciating thirst that accompanies crucifixion, the dislocation of joints and the painful stress on organs as they fail. I want you to listen to the Messiah's suffering experience. Please follow along as I read. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. And by night, but I have no rest. Yet you are holy. Oh, you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men, despised by the people. All who see me sneer at me. They separate with the lip, they wag the head, saying, commit yourself to Yahweh. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him because he delights in him. Yet you are who brought me forth from the womb. You made me trust when upon my mother's breasts. Upon you I was cast from birth. You have been my God from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open wide their mouth at me as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. And you lay me in the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. A band of evildoers has encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look, they stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing, they cast lots. But you, O Yahweh, be not far off. O you, my help, hasten to my assistance. Deliver my soul from the sword, my only life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. From the horns of the wild oxen, you answer me. Believer, for the joy set before Christ, he endured the cross so that we would be forgiven, so that the blood that he shed would cleanse us as white as snow. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.